from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener, wherever you are. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister Luhut Panjaitan invites delegates to global dialogue on healthy ocean. Australian Ambassador Penny Williams sees people-to-people ties important in Indonesian and Australian relations. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said the ocean is not only a vast expanse of water, but also the source of life for planet. Quoted from his statement, in his remarks while attending a dinner in the 5th Global Dialogue Series of the Global Ocean Accounts Partnership Thursday, Minister Luhut said that the oceans regulate the climate, produce food, and have a lot of economic potential. However, today, the oceans are facing unprecedented challenges ranging from overfishing to climate change, which impact the well-being of humanity. He added that this dialogue proved collective commitment to overcome these challenges. Minister Luhut also said that the participants can exchange experiences to nourish the ocean, considering the need for ideas that can be developed and implemented, especially in developing countries. The Australian Embassy in Jakarta held a music concert, Notes of Friendship, in Jakarta on Thursday to celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Australia. The concert featured musical performances by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra String Quartet from Melbourne, Australia, in collaboration with pianist Ananda Sukarlan and soprano Mariska Setiawan. Quoted by Antara, Australian Ambassador to Indonesia Penny Williams on that occasion assessed that the most important relationship between Australia and Indonesia is the relationship between the people of two countries. Therefore, Ambassador Penny Williams celebrated matters related to human relations on the occasion. Meanwhile, pianist Ananda Sukarlan said that he created a musical work to Australian songs, which was inspired by poems from Australian poets Judith Wright and Henry Lawson. He hopes that the work can be sung by many people. He also explained that the work shows that the two countries are related to each other. The Indonesian Olympic Committee KOI in Jakarta on Thursday officially launched the Indonesian contingent jersey that will be worn at the 2024 Paris Olympic. Quoted by Antara, Chief de Mission, Chair of the Indonesian contingent, Anindya Bakri, explained that the jersey was designed by Didit Hedi Prasetyo, son of Defense Minister and Indonesian President-elect Prabowo Subianto. According to Anindya, with this design, the athletes will appear more optimistic in the 2024 Olympic.
Mas Didit ini juga.
Moreover, Mas Didit also has an experience in making designs that are artistic, but also traditionalist and nationalist, and can be seen. And I'm sure this will be of interest to many people and make the athletes more confident and enthusiastic to win the competitions ahead.
Percaya diri dan semangat untuk memenangkan pertandingan-pertandingan di depan.
The Garuda contingent will wear two sets of official uniforms and souvenirs during the inauguration and release or other official events. In addition to a set of motif uniforms specifically worn when receiving medals, they are equipped with an additional set of uniforms for training. Indonesia will send 29 athletes to the Paris Olympic from 12 sports. The number is the most in the last 20 years after the 2004 Athens Olympics with a total of 38 athletes. The Bali National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas has rescued two British citizens who had gone missing during a hike on Mount Agung Karangasem, Bali. Quoted by Antara, head of Basarnas Bali Inyoman Sidakarya in his official statement quoted by Antara on Thursday said that two men were successfully found Thursday afternoon after the community and the Joint SAR team heard their cries for help. According to Inyoman, both of them were found in a safe condition at an altitude of 1,700 meters above sea level. Inyoman Sidakarya also said that the British citizens with the initials MF and MS had been climbing since Wednesday, but their other friends were unable to contact them. Basarnas Bali received a missing report from the British consulate in Denpasar, but there was no information about the starting point of MF and MS climbs except for motorcycle park near the climbing route. After being rescued, both were helped down to the post to be given medical assistance. The Indonesian karate team won 6 gold, 3 silver and 1 bronze medals in its inaugural appearance at the 2024 ASEAN University Games at the Islamic University of Malang, East Java on Thursday. The 6 gold medals were won by Ahmad Zigi Zaresta, who dropped in the men's individual kata number, and 5 other in the kumite category through the performances of Seiko Georgia Jevanya, Hera Irnanda, Muhammad Fadish, Daniel Hutapea, and Muhammad Miguel Lionel Putro. Quoted by Antara Indonesian contingent karate manager Nelson Noak said that he was proud of the performance of his athletes. He hopes that they can provide the best result for Indonesia in the remaining matches. The Indonesian contingent has 392 athletes who will participate in 247 matches from 18 sports competed in ASEAN University Games 2024. Let's move on to the international news, where the United States announced additional assistance to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs that includes the authorization of a presidential drawdown authority or PDA package with up to $150 million or 2.45 trillion rupiah. The Pentagon, the headquarters of the U.S. Department of Defense, said in a statement quoted by Anadolu on Thursday that this assistance includes additional air defense interceptors, artillery, and other weapons, as well as anti-tank weapons. The PDA package includes capabilities such as missiles for the Hawk air defense system and ammunition for the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System, or HIMARS. The package is the 60 batch that the Biden administration has provided from the Pentagon's inventory to Ukraine since August 2024. The U.S. also announced a significant package of air defense interceptors using approximately $2.2 billion or 35.9 trillion rupiah. This funding will be used to purchase interceptors for the Patriot and NASAMS air defense systems for Ukraine. United Nations Special Rapporteur on Palestine's Francesca Albanese on Wednesday called on people around the world to wake up to the atrocities in Gaza. Francesca Albanese via X said, asking the German people, fellow Europeans, fellow human beings to wake up. Her statement comes after it was reported that German doctors arranged the evacuation of 32 severely injured children from Gaza, but the government delayed it for months and did not provide visas for their family members due to alleged security concerns. According to her, only the dehumanization of Palestinians in Gaza would allow any government to see severely injured children as a security threat and let them die. Israel, which has ignored UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire, has faced international condemnation amid a continuing brutal assault on Gaza since an attack by the Palestinian group Hamas on October 7, 2023. Nearly 38,000 Palestinians have been killed, most of them women and children, and around 87,000 injured, according to local health authorities. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Today's commentary is entitled "To Prevent the Right-Wing Power in France." More than 200 candidates in France's parliamentary elections have withdrawn to make way for stronger candidates who may have a greater chance of taking on the far-right national rally. According to French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal, who is a member of the centrist coalition supported by President Emmanuel Macron, the reason for the candidates' withdrawal from the nomination was to avoid splitting the vote in the face of the right wing. The resignations were also intended to make room for other candidates who might have a greater chance of defeating right-wing candidates. On June the 9th, President Macron dissolved parliament and called early election after the national rally won more than 31% of the vote in the European Parliament elections, defeating the centrist bloc he led. The prominence of the right-wing National Rally party has made many people worried because of a number of programs it offers. For example, it plans not to involve people with dual citizenship in strategic position in the country. This position is only intended for French citizens without dual citizenship. A left-wing French senator, Pierre Cozulias, in the X platform, as quoted by The Guardian, stated that the idea that certain position would not recruit people with dual citizenship showed an ethnically based vision of the nation which differentiates the French people. Previously in 2022, the National Rally's presidential candidate, Marine Le Pen, proposed to stop the right to reunification of family members for foreigners who have residence permits in France. He also proposed ending automatic citizenship rights for any baby born to a foreigner residing in France. Le Pen also several times advocated banning the use of the hijab in public places, as well as banning the production of halal meat. These proposals have resulted in a number of groups viewing the national rally as Islamophobic. The right wing in Europe is often referred to as an anti-immigrant movement and criticizes multiculturalism. Meanwhile, more than 10% of France's population are immigrants who already have citizenship. Most of them come from Muslim-majority countries such as Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria. 30 basic human rights, including the right to life, the right to non-discrimination and equality before the law, and the right to freedom of religion. Efforts to prevent right-wing groups from coming to power in France can be said to be an effort to defend basic human rights guaranteed by the United Nations. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. All started in history on July 5, 1959, when President Sukarno issued a presidential decree. On July 5, 1959, the presidential decree was a decision issued by Indonesian first President Sukarno. This decree was issued after the Constituante, the institution formed a result of the 1955 election, was unable to complete its mandate to draft Indonesia's constitution. President Sukarno officially issued a presidential decree at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. This decree dissolved the Constituent Assembly and put the 1945 Constitution back into effect, replacing the 1950 Provisional Constitution. This decree marked the start of guided democracy, a political system centered on Sukarno and in effect until his fall in 1966. Let's move on to July 5, 1996, when the first mammal from cloning is born. On July 5, 1996, a sheep from cloning named Dolly was born at the Roslin Institute, Edinburgh, Scotland. Dolly's birth shocked the scientific community at that time because she was the first mammal to be born from cloning. According to the Compass.id page, Dolly was created by using cells from the mammary glands of dead adult sheep to create a living animal that was genetically identical to its donor. Only 6 years after being born, Dolly died on February 14, 2003. I'll enter in history on July 5, 2004, when Indonesia held its first direct presidential election. The 2004 general election for the President and Vice President of Indonesia was held on July 5, 2004. For the first time, the Indonesian people directly elected the President and Vice President instead of through the People's Consultative Assembly as before. The first round of direct presidential election was followed by five pairs. As a result, two pairs of President and Vice President, namely the pair Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, Yusuf Kala, and Megawati Hashim Muzadi, qualified for the second round. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Yusuf Kala won and were elected as President and Vice President of Indonesia for the 2004-2009 period.
Yeah.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on government support local products via Indonesia Maju Expo Forum 2024. The Indonesian government, through the Directorate General for General Politics and Governance of the Home Affairs Ministry, held the Indonesia Maju Expo Forum 2024 to support local products as well as micro, small, and medium enterprises. As reported by Antara on Thursday, the exhibition was held in Jakarta Convention Center on 4th until 7th July 2024. On duty, Director General for General Politics and Governance, Togab Simangunsong, explained that the event was held to support strategically the economic recovery and encourage export climate. Besides, the exhibition also aimed to open access for information and to promote economic, social, and cultural potential of Indonesia. Togab, in his statement in Jakarta on Thursday, also explained that the exhibition was part for economic, social, and cultural resilience. Togab also said that the Indonesia Maju Expo Forum 2024 was the fourth edition. According to him, the aim of the first expo was to recover the national economy from the COVID-19 pandemic. President Joko Widodo issued the Presidential Instruction No. 2/2022 on accelerating increased use of domestic products and micro, small, and medium enterprises and cooperatives products in supporting the Proud of Indonesian Product National Movement in government's goods or services procurement. Togab also conveyed that there were also around 100 exhibitors participated in the event. They came from various sectors such as ministries, government institutions, regional government, region-owned businesses, state-owned enterprises, private sector, non-government organization, associations, and micro, small, and medium enterprises. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. VOI listener, today's miscellany informs you about the head of Bank Indonesia representative in Papua, Fatur Rahman, that said Papuan coffee is highly demanded by European and Japanese buyers during the World of Coffee in Copenhagen, Denmark. Fatur Rahman explained during the export, there were three buyers from Europe and Japan who wanted to purchase coffee from Papua. The three buyers directly signed a trade transaction agreement with 9-ton export volume, or around 1.45 billion rupiah worth. The products were 2 tons of coffee beyond borders worth 300 million rupiah, 6 tons of coffee Ontosoro worth 1 billion rupiah, and 1 tons of still half calf worth 150 million rupiah. World of Coffee, held on June 27 to the 28, 2024, was a business-to-business coffee trade expo, where coffee producers met with distributors or consumers from across the globe. The theme was Nature Refined, Sustainability Defined. Indonesia is also committed to presenting sustainable coffee. The participation of Papuan coffee in the World of Coffee was also part of the Road to Festival Kopi Papua, to be held in August 2024. Listener, the Papuan coffee is at an altitude of the highest coffee plantation in Indonesia, so it provides a unique characteristics and different from other coffee from other regions. Besides, the cultivation processes through local wisdom by using sustainability principles or organic materials, and inclusiveness involving all customary communities in regions with coffee plantation with different charm for potential buyers. Well, listener, that's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Sekarang terasa berbeda.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesia is rich with regional languages. This influences the diversity of Indonesian regional songs. The song I'm about to play for you is no exception. Ngiring Simpang, a regional pop song from Sasak, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Ngiring Simpang means come to visit. This song tells a story about a pair of childhood best friends who have not seen each other for a long time. Through the lyrics and the upbeat melody, this song invites the best friend to pay a visit and heal the longing feelings. Ngiring Simpang is one of the most frequently played regional songs by Lombok people up to this day. Alright, listener, this is Ngiring Simpang from Lombok, sung by Shinta Aleka. Enjoy listening to this song. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Listen, or would you turn around, leave me behind? And I could feel
Voice of Indonesia. South Indonesia.
Mengapa kau membiru? belajar pada mereka untuk tetap bahagia.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.